Hello, welcome in. This is the Redbird Reboot. I'm Blake Murphy, and we're here joined with Vance Meek. And Vance, I have to remember, who are you writing for these days, at least covering the Cincinnati Bengals? Fantastic. Awesome. So we're here to preview the Arizona Cardinals. They are at home taking on the visiting Cincinnati Bengals. This is a game that I think a lot of people before the season were looking at saying, hey, if Kyler Murray's not going to be back yet, if Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals perpetual playoff team are coming into town, this seems like it could be a one-sided smearing. We've seen now in this the season has progressed. It's been a very different season for both teams. The Arizona Cardinals are still 1-3, right near the bottom of the NFL, but they've shown quite a bit of fight over their first four games, including the Cowboys upset. Meanwhile, the Cincinnati Bengals have really struggled. Burrow has clearly been playing hurt. Obviously, having the ankle injury earlier in the preseason has been an issue. Vance, as we get started with discussing and previewing the matchup, are there other issues that the Bengals are going through? Obviously, health of T. Higgins is something we'll talk about. But what is there to this Bengals team struggling with this 1-3 start and really not looking like a competent offense at all? Is it just Joe's health or is there more to it? Sure, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because in a lot of ways, there's a lot of similarities between 2023 Joe Burrow and 2022 Kyler Murray. Kyler came into the season, obviously, after that contract dispute, but a lot of people don't know that he ended up with a wrist injury to his throwing hand, which ended up being something that we saw through the season. And I think it affected him more than probably the Cardinals or other people had said, because you look at him last year, he was one of the lowest in yards per attempt as far as quarterbacks went. The deep ball that he'd been known with over the first few seasons was just gone. There were times that he just had overthrows, for especially in the middle of the field. And obviously they had a lot of issues with the offensive line, so you would end up seeing him just kind of throw the ball only to short yardage. Similar this year with Joe Burrow. Right now, if you're looking at the yards per attempt, which is kind of how aggressive a quarterback can be, which also defines their protection, how deep they're throwing, he's behind Zach Wilson of the Jets, Gardner Minshew, Bryce Young. He is last in the league at 34 overall with a 4.8 yards per attempt. It just feels like that you're looking about a situation where, like you said, he's not able to kind of cover for some of those different holes that you're seeing in the pocket. And it just is not something where he's been able to get rid of the ball, or I should say hold on to the ball. He's been getting rid of it at a high clip, trying not to take hits. This is something it feels like ultimately where it's probably going to linger throughout this season. And so I think the question I have is this a place where the Bengals, do we expect to see improvement in this area from what they do with Joe Burrow? Or are we going to be talking about just something at least that the Bengals are going to have to reset, recorrect, and then go into with 2024? Because it's always difficult to face a lost season. And that's how Cardinals fans felt when we came into this year, knowing that Kyler Murray was probably not going to be coming back until late October, November at the earliest. And just what the impact that can have on your team and especially on your fan base, particularly one that has had a lot higher expectations than Arizona fans have had in Cincinnati. Yeah, the Cardinals play the AFC North this year, and the Niners, the Seahawks, and the Rams with Matthew Stafford actually playing pretty well. The Bengals were able to get a victory over him Monday night with a very aggressive attack. That was one of the things I kept watching, was it felt like it was a three and out punt. Eventually, the Bengals' veteran defense was able to step up. One of the things, at least, that we can look at that I think is a big key with this game is that Arizona has been actually a lot better as far as when it comes to EPA or just for DVOA, their offensive ranking. They've been able to have a pretty good rushing attack for the most part. On the defensive side, they're down Buda Baker, who is probably their best player on defense. He's out. They see multiple players retire along the front of the defensive line. To the Bengals side, they lose Jesse Bates in the offseason. It's one of the players who I think have been very underrated as far as for Lou Anarumo's defense. Who do you feel like may be missing their safety more? Because there's a lot of good arguments to be made that both teams are missing those safeties about equally, considering the impact that we have seen on those defenses without them there. Yep. Yeah, definitely. Now, coming into this game, looking at the injury report, Arizona's going to potentially get back. At least the practice window has been open for Dennis Daly, who a lot of Titans fans coming into the season at least looked at with, let's just say at least it was not very glowing reviews. He was one of their starters at left guard. They also had Hjalte Froholt, who's really been impressive at least in his time starting at center's limited. It seems like that the tush push play for one reason or another has been kind of damaging to some of the centers, given how we've seen a lot of those guys end up on the injury report. The Cardinals at least have been pretty banged up on the defensive line for the most part, whereas for the Bengals, it really comes down to the offense. You've got T. Higgins did not practice with the ribs injury, Orlando Brown Jr. limited, obviously, and then Irv Smith, who a lot of Bengals fans were really hoping that he'd be able to kind of take over in that starting tight end role. He just hasn't seemed to be quite there to the level, I think, of expectations. How healthy do you feel like the Bengals are coming into this game, and are there any matchups you think that if someone doesn't go, that one of these sides could exploit? Yeah, that's going to be the most interesting matchup, I think, is going to be what do the Bengals do with T. Higgins out? Because their cornerback situation has probably been one of the probably would be considered a lot worse if it hadn't been for how the Cardinals have been overperforming. They've had Marco Wilson's gotten beaten in coverage a lot of this season, especially in single coverage with deep threats. And they also you got Ketrell Clark, who's played pretty well so far, but he's also a sixth round rookie. And the team out of the slot has been kind of making do with Jalen Thompson for the most part as their nickel. If the Bengals are able to get time, it feels like that there's at least enough weapons on that side that we've seen, especially last week against the Niners. Brandon Ayuk was wide open multiple times, and it'll be interesting, I think, to see how that will play off along with Joe Mixon. If you feel like that there's a bigger game that needs to be had, would it be Ja'Marr Chase trying to find these one-on-one matchups? Joe maybe kind of, he's expressed talking about maybe forcing the ball a bit more, trusting the receiver to make a play, because that to me would make the most amount of sense if you end up getting one of those situations, just like, we would take Chase over Wilson and Clark, you say, or would it be more of a game where Joe Mixon needs to step up as far as where we saw last week where the Cardinals their rushing defense was missing Jonathan Ledbetter. He's been limited in practice, may be back, but their defensive tackle, their defensive line situation has just been brutal. That's something I think I'm curious. Do you feel like that it'd be more of needing to have this be a Ja'Marr Chase game, or does this need to be a Joe Mixon game, or heck, does it need to be both in order for the Bengals to be able to succeed with Joe Burrow ailing as it is? Yeah. No, I definitely agree. I think you want to make sure that you can get your stars the ball. That's one of the things that in Arizona basically would fall onto the likes of James Conner on the defensive side. They've been able to actually do pretty well with their receivers as well. Right now, their top two receivers in Hollywood Brown and the rookie third rounder Michael Wilson are both on track for 1,000 yards. We'll see if that's able to be sustained over time, but it's at least been improvement over, especially what we saw last year with the offense. A lot of that is just due to Arizona having a great rushing attack. How do you think that Lou Anarumo, the Cardinals interviewed at least for their head coach position? It was one of the guys who I felt like I, for looking in the past, we found out, all right, they're going to interview Jonathan Gannon. They seemingly had been down to two guys left between it was Lou and also the offensive coordinator for the Giants. Mike Kafka. And I remember at that spot, I'm like, if Gannon's out, then just please be Anarumo, because I had seen interviews and looked at everybody. I'm like, I just didn't see that same type of head coach mentality in Mike Kafka, at least as far as for what the team needed to be able to have a, boost of discipline, being able to have the ability to lead men. Kind of when you see a Cliff Kingsbury not work, you usually go to the opposite. It seemed like Anarumo was going to be like that. How do you feel like that they can attack this Cardinals team? Because the Cardinals right now, as far as it comes to running the ball, they're getting about 143 rushing yards per game. They're sixth right now in the NFL, and they're actually being able to put up points this year. They're right now at about 22 or so points a game. If you take a look at how their offense has actually been pretty consistent for the most part, it's really ultimately been that they've not been able to have an elite offense getting kind of that 30 points a game mark. But their defense, by not giving up 30 points a game, has been able to stay in it all of the time. How do you feel like that Lou Anarumo will be able to attack quarterback and Josh Dobbs, who's shown that he's mobile and has also shown like he can avoid turnovers? Bengals and Cardinals, both positive turnover differentials this year, despite being 1-4. Right. And that's, I think, the biggest thing, at least looking for this game, is if the Bengals are able to come out and run the football against a Cardinals team that has also struggled with tackling, with struggled with defending the run, That's something where it ultimately may come down to being a lot closer game, I think, than many people think, because, unless we see turnovers kind of be something that decides or settles it. And right now, both teams have been pretty adept at avoiding turnovers. Say what you will about how the Bengals have been so low offensively. I think they're only rushing for about 70 yards per game. They're passing at about two, I think it's about 166 yards per game, which is just, it's really just a terrible offensive showing so far. Then, of course, you take T. Higgins off of the field. It is kind of one of those like stoppable forces meeting the movable object when it comes to the Cardinals and their run defense. There's at least been adequate in defending the run, but it is one of those spots at least where I could see this being a spot where if neither team ends up turning the ball over, it's going to be a lot closer, I think, than people are anticipating. Partially, I think it's going to end up coming down to if the Bengals are really looking at this with their backs against the wall as far as their hopes and aspirations, whereas Arizona has been kind of pushing and trying to kind of get some of those wins. It really is going to be interesting to see if that pressure ends up being with something that makes more of a diamond in Cincinnati's aspect, or if it ends up kind of cracking. Because, like you said, if you do go through and say, hey, the Bengals do lose this game, not only were the Cardinals at 2-3, you'd probably hear all the people talking about them tanking would probably, go away for at least another week or so. You at least have all these questions about where they're going to go from here. And so I think that's kind of the question, at least, I'd have with you is as far as it comes with the Bengals, this may be their last chance for a little while to have at least a team that's simple enough that it's not as difficult to go out and get a win versus a Bills team versus some of the other Niners, Seahawks, even who had 11 sacks on Monday Night Football. This is something where it feels like this is definitely going to be a make or break it game for the Bengals, whereas the Cardinals, they've been, competitive each year, but they've also had a lot of lack of pressure from expectations in a lot of ways. And I feel like that's one of the defining stories that will go in. So, what do you feel like the storyline will be coming out of this game for the Bengals and the Cardinals should either team end up suffering a loss? Speaking of, I think it'd be so much easier if we hadn't seen a couple of these surprises happen in the AFC. Obviously, at least the Bills and the Dolphins have looked like super teams out there, and then the Ravens have looked much, much more effective with Lamar, despite the fact that they basically don't have a single wide receiver to the level that the Bengals have like three of them, which is crazy. But being able to at least see how the entire AFC South being 2-2, the play of some of these rookie quarterbacks being surprising, like you said, it does feel like that the margin for error was already pretty tight in the AFC, and it feels like that it's tightened up even more potentially. So let's talk at least a little bit about there. Cardinals fans have been talking about the draft all offseason. They've got obviously two first round picks, which is their own, and the Houston Texans first round pick. Not quite the same situation as the Bears fans who have suddenly shifted from nothing but mock drafts, even with their Thursday night game tonight against the Commanders. With Bengals fans, this is something I think it feels like we had this conversation so much during the 2021 season, which was an image of Joe Burrow being tackled, throwing the ball to an open wide open Ja'Marr Chase, Or being able to see him take a hit at least, and you'd end up seeing, I think it was the offensive line protecting for him while he would then throw the ball. If the Bengals do end up with a high pick this year, I feel like completely convinced there's going to be fans who will want them to tank for Marvin Harrison Jr. You know, get T. Higgins, have him move to a different team as a free agent, maybe you franchise and trade, be able to rebuild. I've gone the opposite end and think that there's enough talent you've seen with this team that you do want to have a number one and a number two wide receiver. Having two number one wide receivers, it can win you a Super Bowl. Cardinals fans, we got to that with Larry Fitzgerald and Anquan Boldin. But I do think that the sustainability in a lot of ways, as we've seen with Joe Burrow, probably would need to look at adjusting and being able to have that strong, solid offensive lineman. That's my take. I could see both ways. What would you say as far as with the Bengals, if we do end up getting to this talk where after Sunday's game, it's draft season through and through? Right. Lawofoshanu, that's the guy I think at least who's the yeah, and that's there's always these offensive linemen it feels like that are coming out. At least it's like, okay, it's a Lawofoshanu and Joe Alt. It's like the easiest name to pronounce and then the least. Yeah, with the Cardinals in their spot with their two picks entering the season, a lot of people had questioned Caleb Williams. And it feels to me like the biggest change that we've seen is that the Cardinals do not seem like they need to have a top quarterback come in and be able to actually like kind of save their franchise. There's always been a lot of questions that people had since he came in though about Kyler Murray and his performance. What do you feel like is going to be the case for Arizona as far as the direction to take? Because I look at the team and say, you probably aren't going to be getting a top two pick, it feels like, with how the team has looked. Would you lean toward trying to boost the offense with other playmakers? Or if the Cardinals do lose this game, most people are going to be talking about nothing. But Caleb will, excuse me, but Marvin Harrison Jr. themselves, at least for the most part. Do you feel like there's a direction that Arizona should take as they try to rebuild this franchise? Yeah. So one time we got to be on TV was when we played the Cowboys and then they actually won. We're like, oh, this is great. People aren't going to underrate the Cardinals for a week. Yeah, that is basically one of the players they drafted in the third round. Garrett Williams is coming back. He might be their best cornerback if he comes back healthy. So a lot of Cardinals fans have looked very much at the potential of if they could add a cornerback like Kool-Aid McKinstry, I should say, at least out of Alabama. He's the top corner in the draft, might be a big boost. Yeah, it's early at least before the season ends. But let's go and talk about now the last part. Let's get out of here. The score predictions. Right now, as far as the Vegas lines, the Cincinnati Bengals are actually road favorites. Cardinals are home dogs by 3 points. And with the over-under set at about 44 and a half, it seems like Vegas is predicting almost a 24-21 Bengals victory. The way that these teams have played thus far, it's going to be interesting because I think a lot of Cardinals fans feel there's confidence in the team that they could win this game. But on the other hand, I also could look at this being a tie game in the fourth quarter. Joe Burrow gets the ball back and is able to kind of eke out a last-minute field goal. And I feel like that's what they're looking at. How do you feel like the score would project for this Cardinals-Bengals matchup, and who do you have winning at the end of the day? Yeah. Yeah, I think that sounds good. I at least am gonna go with a final score of 23 to 20. And there's just this kind of gut feeling in me that doesn't want to pick against Arizona in this home game. I feel like I would normally pick them, but this is just one of those cases, like you said, with the backs up against the wall. I do feel like this could be a Lou Anarumo type of special where there is maybe a turnover that gets forced. I could easily see it going very one-sided with Arizona if they're able to get an early turnover or take a lead. I could see that going the other way as well, where it could end up being that I'm totally wrong and ends up like a 30-14 type of Arizona victory. But for now, I kind of am in agreement with you. It just feels like that this Bengals team, and I've also seen Joe Burrow be a little bit more able to move around at practice this week. He's talked about being able to feeling a little bit better. It just feels like it's one of those places where the Cardinals have been so far a competitive team that have come close but haven't been able to truly get it done. I feel like that trend kind of continues this week, but if it does end up flipping, then I think you'll look at maybe one or two Bengals turnovers and the Cardinals would be able to run away with it. I feel like those are the two options. So we'll see if the Bengals are able to win close on Sunday. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thank you again so much for joining, Vance. If you want to go and plug all the work or other stuff you've done, other podcasts, feel free at this time to just go ahead and get those promos. Awesome. Yeah, I know. It's got to say a lot of sports over there, plus Ohio State football every year is just it's crazy time, at least for being an Ohio fan. Thanks again so much for joining, Vance. Yeah, take care. And this has been the Redbird Reboot. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll be back on Saturday at the new Cardinals show. Take care until then. This has been our show, and it's time to log off. All right. The stream's ending. It's just one.